Firefighters with an area department put out a blaze at a business yesterday. According to a news release, Pettis County Fire Protection District firemen responded to a commercial structure fire at 4410 South Limit in Sedalia at 12:39 p.m. According to Fire Chief Mike Harding, the business that caught fire was Key Hydraulics, owned by Marty Petrie. Upon arrival, firefighters noticed heavy fire in the back half of the business. Approximately 24 personnel were on the scene, and it took about 2.5 hours to extinguish the blaze, which caused a considerable amount of damage to the business, according to Harding.
There was nobody in the building at the time. It was lunchtime, and they had closed down for lunch. Right now, under investigation of actual cause, but there was a vehicle that had sustained total loss that was inside the building, along with the structure sustained heavy damage.
The actual amount of damage in dollars is not known at this time. Two Colorado residents were arrested and have been charged with multiple counts of an alleged drug-related felony in Saline County. According to a probable cause statement filed with the Saline County Circuit Court, around 2:10 a.m. on Saturday, November 12, 2016, a Missouri Highway Patrol trooper pulled over a vehicle near the Marshall Junction of I-70 for a traffic violation. While speaking with the vehicle's two occupants, 22-year-old Ryan Barnhill and 20-year-old Sabrina Jackson, who both reside in Denver, the trooper reportedly detected the odor of burnt marijuana and searched the vehicle. And reportedly, the trooper found multiple containers of marijuana, edible gummies, marijuana wax, and a large jar of loose marijuana. According to online court documents, both Barnhill and Jackson have been charged with 3 counts of a Class C felony for possession of a controlled substance, except 35 grams or less of marijuana, and 1 drug-related misdemeanor. Bond for each was set at $7,500 cash or surety, with conditions of not possessing drugs nor alcohol. A future date in Saline County Circuit Court has not been set yet. A Warrensburg man was injured in a rollover traffic crash in Johnson County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as an eastbound vehicle driven by 53-year-old George Rich traveled off the right side of the roadway, struck the end of a guardrail, and overturned. Rich reportedly was transported by private vehicle to a hospital in Warrensburg for treatment of moderate injuries. The crash happened at 5 p.m. on Route BB west of Southwest 101st Road. A blood drive is scheduled to be held in a Sheridan County school today. According to a news release, the American Red Cross will host a drive from 2 to 6 p.m. at Northwestern R1 School at 1 High School Drive in Minden. To make a blood donation appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. And the Concordia Communication Committee is scheduled to meet tonight. According to the agenda, the committee is to hear from representatives of Citizens Cablevision concerning upgrades to the system in Concordia, including installation of main network trunks, installation of equipment, and what benefit the new trunk lines would be to customers. The meeting is scheduled to start at 7 p.m. in room 203 of the Concordia Community Building, located at 802 South Gordon Street. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.